Poet finds an escape route. Because Einstein is almost the symbol of a staggeringly great mind, most people don't realize that after the great triumph of general relativity, which took place when he was just in his mid-30s, Einstein bet on the wrong side of modern physics, because he couldn't accept its conclusions. When he famously said that he didn't believe that God played dice with the universe, Einstein was stating his opposition to the uncertainty and randomness of quantum behavior. He placed his lifelong faith on a unified creation that operated without rifts, tears, and separations. The notion that there is one reality and not two was something Einstein strove to prove until his death in 1955. But this quest was so far from the mainstream of physics that he was considered an incidental thinker after the 1930s. In their franker moments, even his greatest admirers shook their heads over such a great mind spending decades chasing a will-o'-the-wisp. But on one occasion, he was given a clue about how to escape the trap posed by relativity and quantum mechanics. The escape route wasn't scientific, however, but came from a poet. On July 14, 1930, reporters from around the world gathered outside Einstein's house in Kapet, a village outlying Berlin favored by the well-to-do as an escape from the hustle and bustle of the city. The occasion was a visit by Rabindranath Tagore, a great Indian poet, then at the height of his fame. Born to a prominent Bengali family in 1861, almost 20 years before Einstein, Tagore had leapt into the Western imagination by winning the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. He was also a philosopher and musician, someone the West viewed as an embodiment of Indian spiritual traditions. The purpose of Tagore's visit with the world's greatest scientist, as Einstein was popularly and probably rightly known, was to discuss the nature of reality. As science raised serious doubts about the religious worldview, readers felt that Tagore enjoyed an uncanny and very personal connection with the higher world. Reading even a few snippets of his writings creates the same impression today. "I feel this pang inside. Is it my soul trying to break out, or the world's soul trying to break in? My mind trembles with the shimmering leaves. My heart sings with the touch of sunlight. My life is glad to be floating with all things into the blue of space and the dark of time." On that July day, as their conversation was recorded for posterity, Einstein was more than politely curious about Tagore's worldview. He recognized the appeal of an alternative reality. Einstein asked the first question: "Do you believe in the divine as isolated from the world?" Tagore's reply, delivered in flowery Indian English, was a surprise. "Not isolated. The infinite personality of man comprehends the universe. There cannot be anything that cannot be subsumed by the human personality. The truth of the universe is human truth." Tagore then set out a theme that blended science and mysticism in a metaphor. "Matter is composed of protons and electrons, with gaps between them. But matter may seem to be solid without the links and spaces which unify the individual electrons and protons. The entire universe is linked up with us, as individuals, in a similar manner. It is a human universe." In a simple phrase, the human universe, Tagore had posed the ultimate challenge to materialism. He had also undermined the cherished belief in a divine universe. Materialism would place human beings as an accidental creation that occurred on a speck of a planet awash in billions of galaxies. Religion, in its most literal interpretation, would place God's mind infinitely beyond the human mind. Tagore believed neither of these things, and Einstein immediately became engaged, as the transcript shows. Einstein: "There are two different conceptions about the nature of the universe, the world as a unity dependent on humanity, and the world as a reality independent of the human factor." Tagore renounced this either-or proposition. Tagore: When our universe is in harmony with man, the eternal, we know it as truth. We feel it as beauty. Einstein: this is the purely human conception of the universe. Tagore: there can be no other conception. He wasn't spouting poetic fancy or even mystical dogma. Tagore, flowing robes and sage's long white beard notwithstanding, for 70 years had been coming to terms with the scientific view of reality, and he felt that he could counter it with something deeper and closer to the truth. Tagore: this world is a human world. The world apart from us does not exist. It is a relative world, depending for its reality upon our consciousness. No doubt Einstein understood the implications of Tagore's human universe, and he didn't ridicule it or attempt to undermine it. But he couldn't accept it either. The most pointed exchange immediately followed. Einstein: truth, then, or beauty, is not independent of man? Tagore: no. Einstein: if there would be no human beings anymore, the Apollo Belvedere, a famous classical statue in the Vatican, would no longer be beautiful. Tagore: no. Einstein: I agree with regard to this conception of beauty, but not with regard to truth. Tagore: why not? Truth is realized through man. Einstein: I cannot prove that my conception is right, but that is my religion. It was astonishingly modest for Einstein to say that he couldn't prove that truth is independent of human beings, which is, of course, the cornerstone of objective science. Human beings don't have to exist for water to be H2O or for gravity to attract interstellar dust and form stars. By using the tactful word religion, Einstein said in effect, I have faith that the objective world is real, even though I can't prove it. This once famous meeting between two great minds is now largely forgotten. But in a startling way, it was prophetic, because the possibility of a human universe, one that depends upon us for its very existence, now looms large. The most fantastic of possibilities, that we are the creators of reality, is no longer fantastic. After all, belief and disbelief are human creations too.